Chapter 6, Egypt. We come now to tell you about a land of which we hear a good deal today, that is, the land of Egypt. The people who made their home in Egypt after they were scattered from the Tower of Babel were some of the sons of Ham. We told you about one of his sons whose name was Canaan, but another of his sons was called Mizraim, and it was from this son that the Egyptians came. The first we hear about Egypt in the Bible is when Abram came there, because there was a famine in the land of Canaan. You will remember that Abram told Sarai to say she was not his wife, but that she was his sister. This was partly true, but it was not the whole truth. And it has been often said that a half-truth is the worst kind of lie. This is because it has some truth in it, but yet is meant really to deceive. So Abram deceived the Egyptians because he was afraid they would kill Sarai if they knew she was his wife. But we ought never to be afraid to tell the truth. So Abram found it was not good and would have lost his wife if the Lord had not prevented it. The next we hear of Egypt is when Joseph was sold by his brothers and taken down into Egypt as a servant. He became the servant of one of Pharaoh's officers, but his master's wife told lies and had Joseph put into prison. But God knew that Joseph had not done wrong, and was with him in the prison. Presently, Pharaoh put his butler and baker into the same prison, and while they were there, they each had a dream, and Joseph was able to tell them the meaning of their dreams. This was that the baker was to die, but the butler would be set free. And Joseph asked the butler to remember him to Pharaoh. Instead of doing this kindness, the butler forgot all about poor Joseph, and he was still left in prison. Then Pharaoh had a dream, and when no one could tell him the meaning of it, the butler remembered Joseph and told Pharaoh. So Joseph was brought out of prison, and God gave him wisdom to tell Pharaoh what would happen, which was that there would be 7 years of plenty and then 7 years of famine. Then Pharaoh made Joseph the chief ruler and told him to gather all the corn into storehouses so that they would have food during the famine. Then, when the famine came, all the people round about came to buy corn of Joseph, and Joseph's brothers came also, although they did not know who he was. But Joseph knew them, and after a time he told them who he was and sent for his father Jacob to come. So Jacob and all his family went down into Egypt to live there. Was not this a wonderful ending? Because Jacob had thought his dear Joseph was dead, but now he found he was lord of all Egypt and had plenty of corn to feed them. Well, this was how the children of Israel came into Egypt. But after a time, dear old Jacob died, and then his son Joseph also. Then there was a new king in Egypt, who made the Israelites work hard in making bricks until the time came when God would deliver them. God sent Moses to tell Pharaoh he must let the children of Israel go, but he would not hear and only made them work harder. Then God sent dreadful plagues upon Egypt and last of all killed all their firstborn sons. This made Pharaoh tell Moses to take the Israelites away quickly. But when they got to the Red Sea, they found the Egyptians were following after them. But God made a way for his people to pass through the sea while all the Egyptians were drowned. What a wonderful deliverance this was, and you will see how great God is, and will take care of his people and punish their enemies. Poor Jacob had said that everything was against him, but at last he had to say that God had fed him all his days and redeemed him from all evil. So God was with Joseph also, because he feared the Lord. What a great mercy it will be to be found amongst those who are the Lord's people and are taught to fear his name and seek his great salvation. May you be found of that number. Now you can read about these things in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, 37 and 39 to the end, and in the book of Exodus, chapters 1 to 15.